And it's high time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Warwick, in motor racing, a huge moment of validation for Daniel Ricciardo at the Chinese Grand Prix.
Look, this was his sixth win in Formula One, Fran, but it's got to be one of the best. And the way he did it shows that he's one of the more talented and watchable drivers. Now, every one of his wins so far, those six, have come when he started outside the top three positions. And he was sixth on the grid for the start at the Shanghai International Circuit last night. Now, that means, of course, to get to the checkered flag first, there are lots of hair-raising passes to be done. And one of those last night to get around Lewis Hamilton, a four-time champion, no less, on turn 14, the hairpin there, was as much a beauty as it seemed to surprise Hamilton, who seemed to miss Ricciardo in his rear vision mirror. And Ricciardo's explanation for his audacity, and it delivered with his permapress grin, which we've all known to, grown to love, sometimes you've just got to lick the stamp and send it. And all these delicious moments came after his car caught fire before practice and his crew had to rush to get it ready in time. I'm pretty sure now, talent and all the other things that he's got, but it's never going to be dull with Daniel Ricciardo, Fran.
Never dull with Daniel. In the AFL, it's crowded at the top. Six teams on 12 points after four rounds.
Yeah, look, Fran, the six are in percentage order. Greater Western Sydney, West Coast, Richmond, Hawthorn. That's after the Hawks win over an increasingly dispirited Melbourne yesterday. Port Adelaide and the Sydney Swans with North Melbourne and Geelong after the Cats win over St Kilda in the Evensong game yesterday. They round out the top eight. They've both won two games and they're ahead of six more teams on percentages, have also won two games. A smaller crowd at the bottom, Brisbane and Carlton both yet to win a game, and the Melbourne media blowtorch is probably rolling into Princes Park as we speak after the Blues capitulation in Hobart, Fran. And look, just noting all this hell breaking loose after the closing ceremony, the Queensland Premier, Anna Palaszczuk, well, she got away after all. She got to give a speech and they played a Bee Gees song, Fran, in the closing ceremony. But that might have been in honour of Tim Neal's silver medal for the Isle of Man.
They got something right.
All right. Good on you, Fran.
Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you.